You're hurt, Ramirez said. He kept his voice pitched very low. I can't feel it, I said. I'll worry about the rest of theirs later. You've got great timing, by the way. Thank you. De nada, he said. I was right behind Morgan. I heard you trying to talk to him about Lucio. You believed me? I started Sue forward. It would take her several steps to pick up speed. Ramirez sighed. I've heard a lot about you. Watched you at the council meeting. My gut says you're okay. It was worth checking out. And you soul-gazed her. That was some fast thinking and good shooting. I'm brilliant as well as skilled, he said modestly. It's a great burden. All of that on top of my angelic good looks, but I try to soldier on as best I can. I let out a short, rough laugh. I see. I hope I won't embarrass you then. Did I not mention my nearly godlike sense of tolerance and forgiveness? Sue gathered speed, and I turned her down the street. Hey, he said. The bad guys are back that way. I know, I said. But they're expecting an attack from that direction. I'm going to circle the block, try to come in behind them. Is there time? My baby can move, I told him. Sue broke into her run, and the ride smoothed out. Ramirez let out a whoop of pure enjoyment. Now this is cool, he said. I can't even imagine how complicated this must have been. Wasn't complicated, I told him. Oh, so summoning up dinosaurs is actually very easy, is it? I snorted. Any other night, any other place. I don't think I could have done it, but it wasn't complicated either. Lifting up an engine block isn't complicated, it's just a lot of work. Ramirez was silent for a moment. I'm impressed, he said. I didn't know Ramirez very well, but my sense of him told me that those were words he was not in the habit of uttering. When you do something stupid and die, it's pathetic, I said. When you do something stupid and survive it, then you get to call it impressive or heroic. He let out a rueful chuckle. What we're doing right now, he said, his voice softened and lost its edge of brash arrogance, is pathetic, isn't it? Probably, I said. On the other hand, he said, recovering, if we survive it, we're heroes. Medals, girls, endorsements, cars. Maybe they put us on a cereal box. Seems the least they could do, I said. So, we've got two of them left to take down. Who do we hit first? Gravain, I said. If he's holding a bunch of zombies as guard dogs, he isn't going to have a lot of attention to spare for defensive spells or for throwing anything else at us. We hit him fast. Hopefully put him down before he can try anything. He handled a chain like he knew how to use it when I saw him fight Corpse Taker. Ugh, Ramirez said. Nasty. Anyone who knows their way around a Kusari is a tough customer. Yeah, so we shoot him. Damn right we shoot him, Ramirez said. This is why so many of the younger members of the council like the way you do things, Dresden. I blinked. They do? Ah, hell yes, Ramirez said. A lot of them, like me, were apprentices when you were first tried after Justin DeMorn's death. A lot of them are still apprentices, but there are people who think highly of what you've done. Like you? I would have done a lot of those things, he said, only with a lot more style than you. I snorted. Second one we'll hit calls himself Cowl. He's good. I've never seen a wizard stronger than he is, and that includes Ebenezer McCoy. A lot of guys who hit hard have a glass jaw. Bet he's all offense. I shook my head. No, he's just as good at protecting himself. I flipped a car over on top of him, and it barely slowed him down. Ramirez frowned and nodded. How do we take him down, then? I shook my head. Haven't thought of anything good. Hit him with everything and hope something gets through. And if that wasn't enough, he's got an apprentice with him, called Kumori, who seems personally loyal. She's probably strong enough to be on the council herself. Damn, Ramirez said quietly. She pretty? She keeps her face covered, I said. No idea. If she was pretty, I'd just turn on the Ramirez charm and have her eaten out of my hand, he said. But I can't take chances with that kind of power if I'm not sure she's pretty. Used recklessly, it could endanger innocent bystanders or land me in bed with an ugly girl. Can't have that, I said, turning Sue around another corner. I checked the vortex. The slender, spinning pseudo-tornado was more than halfway to the ground. All right, then, Ramirez said. Once we're past Gravain, I'll take on the apprentice. You go for Cowl. I glanced back at him with an arched eyebrow. If we ignore Kumari, she'll be free to take us both out. One of us has to counter her. You're stronger than me, he said, his tone matter-of-fact. Don't get me wrong. I'm so damn good that I make it look easy, but I'm not stupid. You have the best shot at taking Cowell down. If I can drop the apprentice, I'll help. Sound like a plan? Sounds like a plan, I said. I just wish it sounded like a winning plan. You got a better idea? Ramirez asked me cheerfully. No, I said, and I turned Sue down the street that would hopefully let us attack the necromancers from the rear. Well then, he said, his smile ferocious, shut up and dance!